Let's pray. O Lord, our Maker and Redeemer and Comforter, we are assembled in your presence to hear your holy word. We pray that you will open our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that through the preaching of your word we may be taught to repent of our sins, to believe on Jesus in life and in death, and to grow day by day in grace and holiness. Hear us for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, happy Mother's Day, or should I say, happy Handmaiden of the Lord Day. And as we look at our Lutherans for Life handout that is included in your bulletin today, you see a picture that's painted by Herbert John Rogers, entitled Our Savior Subject to His Parents at Nazareth. And the first thing that I notice when I look at that picture is, oh, look, Jesus has got a skateboard. the very first skateboard. And although that's not a skateboard, that just looks like that to me, that's all. And the other thing that I notice right away is, look at Joseph. There he is, working away, oblivious to what Mary is thinking and to what Mary is feeling as she is watching Jesus walk by, and she is pondering and treasuring things about Jesus, and she's probably saying, I sure hope he doesn't get hurt when he's at the skateboard park. Well, well, you know how mothers are. They treasure. They ponder. And Mary just appears to be looking at Jesus as if to say, what is it that God has wrought through her, through this handmaiden of the Lord? And it is what mothers do. They treasure, they ponder, and mothers, you have a right to do this, because you are used by God as the place where He deposits a soul and then builds a body around it. And the bonding of such an arrangement, forget trying to explain it to a man. That there's no way that we can understand this special bonding. So treasure, mother, ponder, mother, for you are indeed a very special handmaiden of the Lord. And the term handmaiden simply means slave or servant. And we see in Scripture that it can be associated with motherhood, as in the case of Psalm 86:16, which reads, O turn to me and have mercy on me, give your strength to your servant, and save the son of your maid servant. The son of your maid servant. Well, who is the psalmist referring to here? He's referring to his mother. And what does he call her? He calls her God's maid servant, or handmaiden. That's what mothers are. When the angel announced to Mary that she was going to be the mother of Jesus through a miraculous virgin birth, she replied, Behold the handmaid of the Lord. That's what mothers are. Be it unto me according to thy word, she said. In other words, whatever you say, Lord. And that's servant talk, and it is attached to motherhood. Now, why the connection between motherhood and a handmaiden? Well, because we need to know and understand that the womb belongs to the Lord, in that He is the one who determines whether a child will be carried in it or not. And when He says, be open and bear a child, it will be opened. Genesis 30:22. Then God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her and opened her womb. God opened her womb. And when He says, be closed and don't bear a child, the womb will be closed. Genesis 20:18. For the Lord had closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Now, when I think of Handmaiden. I get a visual picture. I don't know why. I just think of like a Dutch farm girl carrying a couple of buckets of milk from the barn or carrying some water out to water the animals. That's the picture of a farm girl handmaiden that I get. And that's one thing that handmaidens do. They carry things for their master. And in this case, in the maidenhood of motherhood, they carry God's most precious possessions, souls. And these are souls that are so precious that God sent his only son in the world to die for them that he might redeem them. And these souls are rightly beheld as rewards from God, not curses. Unfortunately, even in the church today, these souls, these children, are regarded as curses. The psalmist says in Psalm 127, verse 3, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." And heritage is an inheritance. It's a bequeathment from the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is a reward. And it's strange because, you know, for almost 2,000 years, the church held to this position that children are blessings from the Lord. And they held to the position that one of the main purposes of marriage was to raise up godly offspring. Malachi 2:15 says, "But did he not make them one, having a remnant of the Spirit? And why one? He seeks godly offspring." And so the church was going along, going with this teaching on the womb belonging to the Lord and children being a blessing until about 1930. Now that's fairly recent. It was then that it was the Episcopal Church that first embraced this concept of family planning that was on the front burner back in the 20s. And then all the other churches just kind of fell in line like dominoes, the only exception being the Roman Catholic Church. And then in 1960, again, fairly recently, the birth control pill was introduced, and in 1965, it was actually legalized nationwide in a Supreme Court decision in the case of Griswold versus Connecticut. And then just 8 years later, abortion on demand was legalized. And what happened? Now the womb has become the handmaid of the woman, rather than the woman and her womb, the handmaid of God. The womb has become the handmaid of the woman, rather than the woman and her womb, the handmaid of God. This should not be so. And unfortunately, you know, many of us fell for the lie. And I say us here because my wife and I, same thing. I mean, when family planning and the pill and all of its associated propaganda came on the scene, we just leapt at this technology. We never bothered to hold it against the standards of God's unchangeable word. Psalm 119:89 says, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." And sadly, most of us have no idea of the blessings that we have missed or the rewards from God that we have missed because we chose to make the womb our handmaid rather than being the servants of God. Now, we can sit here and cry over our error, or we can deny the error of our ways, or we can simply ask God for his forgiveness, receive it, and then thank him for, you know, calling us back, getting us back to his word, getting us back to the idea of children being a blessing. And then it's our responsibility to educate the next generation on this matter so they don't make the same mistakes that we do. Let our sons and daughters understand that the womb is his to open or close, and help our daughters to aspire to be handmaids of the Lord. Now, if you look at the back of the handout from Lutherans for Life, I like the way they put some of these things. They say that Mary was unlike every mother in that she was the handmaid of the Lord for his only begotten son. No other woman had that honor. So she was unlike every mother in that respect. But Mary was like every mother in that she treasured up all these things and she pondered them in her heart. And remember that about your mother on this Mother's Day, because as the handout says, a mother's heart is a treasure store of things to ponder. And you know what? No matter how old you get, they never stop treasuring and they never stop pondering. They ponder things of joy. Mary was pondering joy in her heart about what she had been chosen to do. And she said, "He has done great things for me." But there are also other joyful treasures and ponderings to consider. How about that first glimpse of the child that you've been carrying for 9 months? Oh, I want to tell you, if we as adult children, if we could only remember the way our mother first looked at us, that would help in so many ways. But, you know, we don't have a good memory there. Thankfully, we have cameras, and I mean, you can see it. You look at the pictures of a mom holding her newborn, and you can just see the look. Oh, the love that just poured out there. What a joyful, joyful memory. A joyful memory, those times of lullabies in the rocking chair, the giggles, the wobbly steps, the silly words, that first day of school, which was kind of a joy in one way, but in another way it was also kind of a fearful thing, watching the child take those first steps off to school. And then just the unfolding of the child's life. So I just read that somebody said, you can always tell how a child's life is unfolding and the stages they're in by the way they address their mother. You know, it starts out with mama, and then mommy, and then mom, and then finally ma. And that's so true, isn't it? Yeah. And at times, you know, you may have thought your mom was nothing but an old-fashioned pain. But her actions, more often than not, sprung from her concerned ponderings about you. And again, these are ponderings that will never cease, no matter how old you are. Deal with it. A mother's heart is also a place that ponders things of sorrow. In Mary's case, it would be the impending tragic death of her son, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also. The prophecy was for her. But there are other sorrows associated with motherhood, sicknesses, fevers, things that just scare you because you can't control them and you want to help so bad, but your baby can't tell you what's wrong. Those are scrapes and bruises, or a bully at school, the mistakes the children make, the bad choices, the wrong friends, and the rebellion, and sometimes the sorrow, maybe even the death of a child. So children, as much as it is within your power, seek to stir up treasures of joy rather than sorrow in your mother's heart. She was the handmaid of the Lord for 9 months, carrying you wherever she went. And even though you left the womb a long time ago, she still carries you in her heart. Remember that. Wherever you go. I couldn't help but think of the mother in the portals of prayer from last Thursday, reading in the book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 8, "And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked, and I wondered what she had treasured in her heart for her child when she found out she was pregnant, and I wonder what she then pondered and treasured after he was born in his crippled state. Yes, there's some sorrow sometimes. We lost a child to miscarriage, and I know to this day Joni still treasures and ponders in her heart what might have been for our boy. And I do too, and sometimes we just catch ourselves wondering, what would our son be doing today? Yes, sometimes things don't work out as we planned and hoped for. But that's when we need the treasure of Christ's love in our hearts, the fullness of his strength and his presence in our lives, not only for the times of sorrow, but also that he would spill over in the times of joy. As Mary said in the Magnificat, let us magnify the Lord with all the strength he provides in our joys. And then let's remember to dwell in and rely on his mercy for those times of sorrow. So this Mother's Day, go ahead, Mom. You take some time to ponder and treasure the wonder of your calling, the wonder of your children. And if you don't have children, take the time to ponder and treasure the wonder of your own mother. And thank the Lord that he chose you, that he chose your mother as his handmaiden to carry his goods. And children, go ahead, take some time to reminisce with Mom today. Recount those times of joy. Remember the times of sorrow. Take those treasures out of her heart one by one and examine them and enjoy them. But be sure to put them back, because she must always carry them with her, you know. She's a mother. She's the handmaid of the Lord. And handmaids carry, and they ponder, and they treasure. And they do that as long as they remain on this earth. So happy Mother's Day, Mom. Be it unto you the handmaidens of the Lord. Amen.